internet.
From the internet
to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time once again for the Stephen Roy Podcast.
I know I'm too excited.
I am excited. It's the 31st of August, 2024. That means the first week of college football. That means Texas Tech's first game, home game. Wreck'em Tech. Yeah. Looking forward to that tonight at 6:30. On the Mouse Plus. I'd like to be there, but can't afford to go to every game. We got one game this year we bought tickets for. My brother-in-law, Dee, and I are going to see Colorado. That's right, Colorado. Got good seats. They weren't cheap. The game was almost sold out. I don't think it's going to be that great. Hell, Dion may not even be coached by then. So we'll see. We shall see. I can barely hear myself. My headphones are on. My hearing aids are on. I can hear myself. All right, let's go ahead and do the rumble first. We're going to do something different today. And I know you don't want to hear about politics all the time. I know that. That's not good radio. That's not good television. Yes, I'm very passionate about what's happening in this nation, as you know, if you've listened to the show. If you've watched the Rumble. So let's go ahead and do that. And I promise it's going to be mostly different. Not all different, but mostly different. So let's do that. You ready? Take another drink of Wawa. I'm dehydrated. Probably from the yard work. Ah, it's not bad out today. High is supposed to be 84. It is a bit humid though, because we had rain yesterday. All right, let's do it. It is time for the Rumble for August 31st, 2024. Yes, I am your host, Stephen Roy. It's great to be with you. We're going to have a little bit different Rumble today. I'm only going to talk about politics a little bit. Let me take my headphones off. I'm going to talk about politics a little bit, and then I'm going to talk about, oh, me. I know. Look, I know you don't want to hear about politics all the time. That's not good radio. That's not always good television. I'm just very passionate about what's happening in this nation. So that's why you hear me rant about it so much. So let's just talk a little bit about politics, and then let's talk about football. Why not? It's the first week of college football. Texas Tech's first game is tonight. Wreck'em Tech. Where's my hand? There it is. Wreck'em Tech. Wreck'em. What is that? What is that? That's guns up. Guns up. Guns up. The Red Raiders are Cowboys, and they rage death. So, doesn't matter if it's Colonel Lubbock's outfit in the Civil War. Oh, you mean where Texas Tech is? Lubbock? Is named after Civil War! Yeah, lose your S. Go ahead. I'm so sick of the PCBS. I know you probably are too. So let's go to my X at Stephen Roy Radio. The Rumble's at Stephen Roy Radio. The X is Stephen Roy Radio. I know when you say at Stephen Roy Radio, that instantly applies. It implies X, doesn't it? Keep going to the wrong place. Replies. Joe Concha says this. I guess some idiot said,
that was the greatest 50 minutes in the history of television.
That dork is referring to the the Cackling Kabbalah Humping Harris Tampon Timmy show, where
here was Kabbalah.
She looked like a little person that needed a bigger chair. I mean, what was wrong with her?
He's like, me, me, me.
You know, you can see my 10 chins.
Me.
She had like 16 chins. Tampon Timmy looked like he was sitting on a high chair. Yeah. I mean, it was just the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And she said nothing. Luke said, oh, it was 50 minutes. I said, so 33 minutes ended up on the editing room floor? Do you get that? If you're not as old as I am, you probably don't get it. If you're just a child, you don't get it. Well, what does that mean? In the old days, they used to use film. That's right, actual film. Actual plastic film to record stuff. They didn't have tape. It wasn't all digital like it is nowadays. No, they used film to record stuff. Then they edited the film by cutting it and splicing it together. I S you not. And so the film they didn't use ended up on the editing room floor. It's a figure of speech. If it wasn't used, it ended up on the editing room floor. Now it's all done with computers. And we know that retarded interview, infomercial, Communist Spews Network campaign ad for Cackling Kabbalah, we know it was edited. I saw it on at Newsmax. See, I refer to everything in X terms. I saw it live, almost live, on Newsmax the morning after that idiocy aired. And here's what they would do. When they would cut from one piece of video to the other, they would go, zzzz. And then they would go to something else. Zzzz. And then go to something else. That's how they edit stuff. Either fade to black for a split second, or zzzz, with some other video for a split second. It was laughable. It really was. It was laughable. Hit replies again, Deben. I can't seem to keep it on there. Blair White asked this question. I don't know if you can see it on the television. No, it's not
working, Deben.
See, I have this, see my screen? I have this privacy film, this privacy screen protector, so it's difficult to see stuff. Of course, my screen changed again. So here's Blair White. I hit replies. Huh. And now it shows more stuff today. Here it is. You can't see it. It's Blair White. Here's Blair White. Can you see Blair White? Barely. So Blair says, I'm sorry, but how the heck did we land on the moon and back in 1969? I may have told you on a previous show. My very first memory in my childhood is the moon landing in 1969. I was three. To give you a hint of how old I am. I don't always tell you my exact age. If you look at my ex, you're not going to see my exact age. It says I was born in 1976.
Huh. The moon landing was in 1969. I was three.
Maybe I wasn't born in 1976. So Blair says, I'm sorry, but how did we land on the moon and back in 69, but can't retrieve our astronauts from the space station in 1924? And here's what I said. Today, there is absolutely no pride in anything the government does. No pride at all. It was the space race back then. They spent $1 billion, it's probably $1 trillion in today's dollars, to go to the moon in 1969. It wasn't easy. First time they went there, they just flew around the moon. First time they landed, Neil Armstrong almost didn't make it. He was almost out of fuel, almost landed in a crater with a bunch of boulders and had to bypass the computer that didn't work. The computer that was on that first lunar lander had a memory capacity of your pocket calculator. That's right. It had less computing power than this phone. That's how primitive that was. That way less, probably a hundredth of the, probably a thousandth of the computing power of my iPhone. That's what the Lunar Lander had. And it kept having errors, so they took over manual operation from the computer, and Neil Armstrong landed that Lunar Lander manually and almost ran out of fuel. There was like alarms and stuff going off because he was almost out of fuel. Then they have one shot to take off to get back to the Apollo capsule that took them back to Earth. They had one chance to do so, and that was a charge that was tested 8 bazillion times that actually blasted them off of the panel and back into lunar orbit, leaving the base of the lander there. The capsule took off and met back with the Apollo module, the Apollo capsule that got the astronauts back to the Earth. And you're probably familiar with Apollo 13. If you haven't seen the movie Apollo 13, I highly recommend it. Starring Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon was in it, and I don't remember who else, and they barely made it back to Earth because the Apollo lost power because of an explosion in the service module. You had the Apollo capsule, you had the service module, and then you had the lunar lander. I'm dehydrated, probably from doing yard work. As I mentioned before on the podcast. So, there is no government. What did Carson said? NASA also said on video that the reason we haven't been back to the moon is because that technology no longer exists. Yeah, well. Wow. Good response, Blair. Oh, she's great. I said there is no pride in anything government does. There's no pride in anything government gets their grubby, greedy hands on. Boeing is no better. You think the $1.6 billion cost overrun and going back to the moon is a coinkydink? No, it is not. They are milking the government for billions. Billions. There's no incentive for Boeing to provide to produce great aircraft with their record of safety lately. They're using rocket technology from the 50s in this lunar program. Why do you think Elon Musk is the exact opposite? Because he's running a corporation. He's running a business. They're constantly improving the Falcon 9 to be more efficient. If you look at the evolution of the Falcon 9 engines, it has gradually got more and more efficient. And now, the Falcon 9 rockets are so efficient, they fly repeatedly, again and again. I'm so amazed every time they land back on the Earth. Soon, the Starship will be just as efficient, and will be going to the moon and beyond efficiently. Did you know the Starship is more powerful than a Saturn V? It has something like 33 Falcon 9 engines on the Starship spacecraft that they are testing now, taking off from the Texas Gulf Coast. It's truly amazing. Truly amazing. So I mentioned what Luke said. Let's say a prayer for the United States, shall we? Dear God, I bow my head and ask, if it be thy will, please save this land from those who seek to destroy it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So as I promised, let's talk a little bit less about politics right now, since we're already 11 minutes and 38. That was a beep. Beep. 11 minutes and 45 seconds into the show. Into the rumble for this week and the podcast. And the podcast over here, and the podcast. If you haven't noticed by now, I'm a weirdo. It's true. And it's because I've moved all over these United States, literally. Literally. But I wanted to talk for a minute about football, because this is the first week of college football. Tonight is Texas Tech's first game, and I'm looking so forward to it. I already got the tech flags out flying, so they will win tonight. Yes, I might be a smidge superstitious. Just a smidge. I played football in junior high school, and college. Now, in high school, I would have had a much better time, probably a much more successful career, if I had played in Temple City, California schools. I lived in a little section, literally a little box, a little section of Temple City that went to Arcadia schools. I didn't have fun. I had fun my sophomore and junior year. I did not have fun my senior year playing football at Arcadia High School. The coaches were such a-holes that the best players quit playing by the time I was a senior. I S you not. When I was a sophomore, we had a fullback. I'm not going to mention his name, Terry Brook. And he was so big, so powerful, he could carry like four or five guys down the field on his back. I remember him. Big, blonde guy, really cool, and so, so good. He quit playing because the coaches were A's. I don't remember if he quit after our sophomore year. I don't remember if he quit in our junior year. I just remember he stopped playing, and many others, because the coaches were A's. I wish I would have played football in Texas football. Last night, Dee and I went to the Leveland Lobos game in Leveland, Texas. And then you talk about Friday Night Lights. I think everybody in the town was there. It was awesome. Awesome. And so much fun. It really was. And we only stayed for the first half. And then our grandson performed at halftime with the Leveland band. And that was great to see him play. And for a small town band, they did really good. Now, at Arcadia High School, I played in the band. I played tuba from, I don't even remember, fourth grade, until after I was a sophomore in high school. When I was a sophomore in high school, I would play in the sophomore football game. Then I would shower. Then I would go to the band room, put on my band geek uniform, and then I would perform with the band at halftime during the high school varsity football game. And at that time, we had 275 instruments playing on the field, and it was an amazing year. Sometimes I wish I wouldn't have given it up, because I did have fun doing it. I played tuba, the sousaphone. And what an amazing year it was. It really was. We went to Australia, because Newcastle, New South Wales in Australia is our sister city. Was our sister city growing up in the Arcadia area. And that was the first time they had seen a marching band. It was absolutely incredible. Marching down the streets of Newcastle. I'm not asking you. I bet the 100,000 people came out. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. And then we ended at a park, and they yelled, hip, hip, hooray. I had children coming up to me asking for my autograph. They had never seen a marching band before. And we didn't go with all 275 pieces. We probably went with, I don't know, 175? 150? So it was still pretty awesome. It really was. I remember we played in the stands at a semi-pro. I guess it was professional for Australia. We played in the stands at a professional basketball game. We did our halftime show before in Canberra before a big crowd in a cricket field. They set up our down markers and we performed there. We performed before the Rugby Super Bowl in Australia. Now, I didn't know this at the time. I didn't find this out until several years later when I met someone from that area online when I was applying for a job that I almost went to. I actually had the offer for $210,000 a year, a free home, a driver that would come pick me up every day for the show. I was going to have a TV and radio show and my own car. All these things were going to be provided. But oil prices dropped and the Sultan of Brunei cut off funding for FM 101, and I never went. And just like that, it was over. Then at the end of the year, they actually shut off that radio station. It was an English-speaking radio station for Brunei because of all the oil workers. that came from all over the world that worked in the oil fields, I assume off Brunei. And so didn't go. Now, I have applied for a couple radio jobs, one here locally, which will never hire me because they won't pay anything. Another one in a major market. Let's just say that it's market number 4, soon to be market number 3, and that won't happen either because they're not going to pay what I require to go there. So I'm just mentioning that because I am interested in going back into broadcasting, but I'm not going to do it for free. And people ask me, how much... Do you have a broadcasting career? How much do you make doing that? The answer is nothing. I do the Rumble and podcast for fun. It's a hobby. It truly is. But I would like to do it for a living once again and do that full time until I retire, which is several years from now. Anywho, I told you I was going to talk about football. So I played high school football at Arcadia. Now, I was too small to be a defensive lineman, which is what I played in high school. I was too small to play for any college of any size on the defensive line, and I was too slow to be a linebacker. So I was recruited out of high school to play for Rio Hondo College, which no longer even has a football team because it's so small. But I truly enjoy playing football, and I should have kept playing. If hindsight was 20/20, I would have kept playing. So I played nose guard for Rio Hondo College. And then instead of continue playing there, and if hindsight was 20/20, I would have played another year there. I would have gotten a scholarship to, you know, Northwestern, Eastern, Southern, Western State, and I would have went and played under a full scholarship somewhere if hindsight was 20/20. Instead, I went in the Marine Corps Reserve. I'm very proud to be a former Marine. I am very proud. In fact, I have a big old Marine Corps tattoo right there on my shoulder.
That proves it.
Unlike Tampon Timmy and Cackling Kabbalah, I don't have any stolen valor. My career as a reservist was rather unremarkable, but I'm still proud that I had served our great nation. So when I moved to South Carolina, the gentleman that worked for me said, "Are you a Clemson or a Cock fan?" And I'm like, "I don't even know what you're talking about." Well, there's two colleges that everybody's a fan of, and that's the University of South Carolina Gamecocks and the Clemson Tigers. So which one are you a fan of? You have to choose. He told me, you have to choose one or another. Well, we ran the Gamecocks games on pay-per-view. So if it was not on national television, if it was not on local television, we actually ran a pay-per-view that people could order to watch the game. So because I watched the game every week, I became a fan of the University of South Carolina Gamecocks, but I never went to a game. Same thing happened when I was in Bend, Oregon. In Bend, Oregon, we ran pay-per-views of the football games for the Oregon Ducks, and of course they were usually carried live, and so I watched the game every week. I became a Ducks fan because I was there. Never went to a Ducks game. Now here in Lubbock, Texas, the first game I went to was after I arrived in 2017. I've told you before on the show, I arrived here June 1st, 2017, north of Muleshoe. That's where I re-entered the United States. And I say that because I mean that. Coming to live in Texas was like returning to the United States of America. When you live on the left coast, there are places on the left coast you can't fly the American flag.
Well, you know, that might upset somebody. You might offend somebody with the flag.
Really? You got to be effing kidding me. Really? So we don't have to be ashamed of that here. You should see West Texas on Flag Day, on Veterans Day, especially on the 4th of July. I'm not essing you when I tell you. You will see thousands of American flags. Each business, many businesses, will fly dozens of American flags in front of their business. Now, they have the same passion in Texas for football. So when Texas Tech plays tonight, I can guarantee you there's going to be many businesses with dozens of Texas Tech flags out. I have our flags flying. I fly two Texas Tech flags on every game day, and I'm a huge fan. So my first Texas Tech game was the first game in 2017. My colleague's cousin had tickets 10 rows above Texas Tech's bench. So we get down there well before the game starts. And I'm telling you, I have never seen the pageantry, the pomp and circumstance, the amazing events that happened before a Texas Tech game. I've never seen it before. And I'm telling you, I grew up in Southern California in the suburbs of LA where we had Raiders games and Rams games. I played a halftime show at a Rams game that year before we went to Australia. I played before a World Series game. We put yard markers in the outfield and we performed our halftime show before a Dodgers World Series game. I'm telling you, I have never seen the amazing things that happened before a Texas Tech game. Raider Red's amazing. Right before every game, he goes to the 50-yard line and he fires his guns. Boom, boom. That's where Guns Up comes from. Boom, 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 right? Because we are the Red Raiders. Awesome. I don't know their shotguns. I don't know what they are, but it's amazing. It's really cool. And he's a character. But the most amazing thing is Centennial Champion. When Centennial Champion runs that field before every game, it makes me tear up. The masked rider, who is a masked rider, right? She has a mask. She has a cape with a double T. And she rides Centennial Champion the length of the football field. And then right behind her, the Texas Tech players stream out onto the field. And if you haven't seen it, it's absolutely amazing, right? It just is. And now I'm looking so forward to going to a Texas Tech game in the new stadium. They've filled that southern end zone used to be almost empty. There was seats, and then there was they weren't suites. There were seats, and then there was like offices or something above the seats, and then it was mostly open. You could see buildings behind it. You could see the indoor practice facility over here. You could see buildings from the campus over here, and it was mostly open. Well, now it's all enclosed. I've seen it on the construction cam, which you can see online on the tube. And I've also seen it driving by through the concourse on the north side of the stadium. There's huge arches on the north side of the stadium. So that, it's called a Spanish Renaissance theme that runs throughout Texas Tech. And you can see that on the south end zone. They have a southern concourse, much like the north side. They have suites above it. Then they have seats below it. They even have a new tunnel where Texas Tech players are going to come out. And then there's going to be an aerial bridge that goes from the stadium to the new Womble football facility, which I'm sure is going to be absolutely amazing. That's being built now. I'm sure it'll be done by next season. The south end zone's done. They put up a new double T scoreboard in the outfield. No, on the top of that southern end zone, on that south end zone building. It's huge. It towers above the stadium because I drive by it and I see it. They have new video boards on either side of the southern end zone building. On top of that building, there's new video boards. They built a new Raider Vision on the south side of the, I guess that would be the north side. On the north side, they built a new Raider Vision scoreboard, has the highest resolution of any Division I football stadiums. Pretty amazing. Probably the most awesome scoreboard resolution anywhere in college football, which is awesome. So that's the investment. They are investing about $200 million into Jones Stadium, and so I'm looking forward to seeing it. Now, from what I hear, it's much louder than ever before because they have a new sound system, and the stadium is enclosed all the way around it, so that's pretty incredible. So, as you can tell, I'm very passionate about football. Today, there's football games all over this great nation. For example, Notre Dame is, I think it's Notre Dame, is playing at Texas A&M. I hope they beat them. Texas, is it Texas at Notre Dame? Maybe it's Texas at Notre Dame that I'm thinking of. Doesn't matter. Hope Texas is beaten. Hope Texas A&M is beaten. And there's definitely a rivalry in the great state of Texas. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the Sooners getting beaten their A off to in the SEC. Since Texas and to the, I'm talking about UT, since the Longhorns, since the Longhorns and the Sooners have moved to the SEC, I hope you get your A's kicked. Did I tell you the story about D and I going on an Alaskan cruise? So we go on a cruise to Alaska, and people put magnets all over the door of their cabin. And we did too. Dee had an amazing collection of magnets on our door, mostly because this was our second cruise together, or our anniversary. It was our first anniversary. So she had anniversary magnets all over the door of our cabin and on the walls next to the door of our cabin. And so these people had magnets. There was a Baylor magnet and a Texas Longhorn magnet. So I assume that means the husband or wife went to Baylor and UT. You know, the sad thing was somebody kept turning those Longhorns upside down so it looks like this, horns down. If you want to know what horns down means, there's a great definition on my Rumble at Stephen Roy Radio. So click that and you can see. There's definitely a rivalry between University of Texas and Texas Tech. And the last time I remember we beat Texas, it was early, and Dee and I were just dating. We'd probably been dating, I don't know, probably a month. And we went to the Kevin James concert at Buddy Holly Hall here in Lubbock. And that was in 2017. No, that was in 2022. We met in 2022. And it was a great show. I mean, we were like 6-7 rows back, 5-6 rows back, and the physical comedy made me laugh so hard I almost passed out. The dude next to me passed out. I ask you not. I mean, he was out. So we were in the parking lot, and she got a text from my stepdaughter, and saying Tech won, which is in overtime, which is absolutely amazing. The thing that PO'd me, because we watched the first half of the game, and then I recorded the second half, and when I got home, the recording was gone. I'm not going to bang on any cable companies or anything, but let's just say the technology that was being used to record it is not infallible, and so I will never trust that again. All right. Wasn't it nice not having, you know, as much ranting about politics on this Stephen Roy Rumble? That's going to do it for me today. Wreck 'em, Tech. Wreck 'em. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. You have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes? Now you have to. That's it for the Rumble video. I will upload it now as we continue with the podcast. So, since it's time for high school and college football everywhere, we have to play Kenny Chesney's The Boys of Fall. And that's what we'll play first here on the Stephen Roy Show.
Three claps, we're ready tonight. Three claps. Three claps. Three claps. 27 years ago, I sat in this locker room just like you guys, on a knee, getting ready to play a game. I walk down the locker room, it still smells the same. It takes you back real quick. One of the things that caught me was how fast 27 years goes by. There's so many people that live vicariously through you. I would give anything tonight to jump in one of these uniforms with you guys.
Do something I never had an opportunity to do. My father never saw me play. You play for your fathers tonight.
That feeling goes away. It goes away, and it doesn't come every Friday night. It comes when you get married. It comes when your child's born. So you get it, but you just don't get it every Friday night. You're going to miss that more than anything in the world. That's what I miss. And so you seniors that are focused on college, you're focused on your work after high school, what you're going to do next, you're focused on tomorrow, aren't you? You got plenty of time for tomorrow. But these tonights, they're going by fast. You focus on tonight. This is about you guys. This is about the guys in this room that care about each other, that know there's only so many more of these nights left. It's about you. They're a faceless opponent. They just happen to draw the short straw tonight. Now get your asses ready to play. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win! I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, we're the boys of fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I've got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys of fall.
Hello, high school.
In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in. Knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. Fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. It's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are falling. We're the boys of fall.
What we would say to young kids, learn to dream. You can accomplish anything you want to. What a wonderful time in your life.
I get excited when I see kids playing in the backyard or at the schoolyard. The advice that I would give a group of 7-year-old, 8-year-olds would be to have dreams.
It's okay to work at those dreams, do whatever you can, but just have fun. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming big.
I just like to see kids when I see, especially the younger kids, and when I see them playing, I just hope they're having fun.
Football lessons we learn as kids and all continue to apply through the rest of your life. Life is a team game. It's the big game.
Anybody can be a leader, can be excited, can be first in line when things are going great. The test is when you battle through tough times, when things aren't perfect, where do you stand?
This is your night. Make it happen!
Go!
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 Woo! Wear that with pride one time!
You can't be quiet. You can't be unemotional. This is an emotional game.
On that day, and at the end of your life, you look in the mirror and you know, I gave it all I had, and I gave it for a worthy cause.
You think about what that means. You think about what it means to me on your last play. This is my last play of football ever. My last play. How do I want it to be? How do I want to be remembered?
Number one.
Hard clap.
Number two.
Hard clap.
1, 2, 3.
Last play.
Last play.
Last play.
Let's go play it.
All we need is just somebody that wants to do some leadership out there. Now we go. Come on in. Televise the leader.
You said samples in the tackle place. Would that be?
Oh my God! No way!
Oh my God! RFD.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
This is RFD.
A long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. Oh, boy, is this great.
RIAA Bite Me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Cable!
It's hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. Yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It is August 31st, 2024. That means this is the rant-free second hour. Got some great music queued up for you. Let's start with the king of country, George Strait. I love this song because he sings about West Texas. That's where I be, somewhere in an undisclosed location in West Texas, in God's country. I thank God every day I live here. Thank you, God, for a wonderful place to live, a wonderful woman in my life, and a good job, and the Powerball tonight.
My way to Amarillo, I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty, head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle. When I reach that West Texas town, I'll sing a day from Big Spring all the way to Plainview. I can't wait to get to you know who in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her. My breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town.
Baby, turn the porch light on.
Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
Oh, my God! No way!
Oh, my God! RFD!
I can see a new rising.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I heard you talking in your sleep. Is there anything that I can do? I don't believe we've had a word all day about anything at all. I heard you talking in the night. That's right, yes, I heard you call. Though I could hardly hear the name you spoke, it's a name I don't recall. I heard you softly whisper. I reached out to hold you near me. Then from your lips there came that secret I was not supposed to know. I heard you talking in your sleep. Is there anything that I can say? Believe we've had a word all day about anything at all.
Of you, write your name across the sky. believe in me. I know that I can be everything that you need. As far as I can see, I know you feel the same. Give us a chance to make it. Your eyes are the window of the ghost of my heart. I can see me still loving you the rest of my life. Look inside, look inside. To the window of the ghost of my heart. You're the only one whose light has ever made it through. And I've been waiting so long for somebody like you. Look inside, look inside. To the window of the ghost of my heart. No, I don't care how long I have to wait. If it means that you
seven wonders of this big
them cowgirls. Boy, she don't need you and she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet. But she wants a man who wants her to be herself. And she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. But you can't be the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, they just be seven wonders of this big, bold, round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever, but no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. How do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. When something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls and little notes, you can't expect a bit of folks. And while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. How much is real? So much to question. An epidemic of the mannequins contaminating everything we thought came from the heart, but never did right from the start. Just listen to the noises, before you tell yourself it's just a different scene. Remember, it's just different from what you've seen. I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. And no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. And it's the stars that shine for you. And it's the stars that lie to you. Yeah. I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. The stars that shine for you.
he stood upon is broken up and gone. Hey babe, who's your baby now? On the slipway of your dream stands someone else's scheme. Hey babe, who's your baby now? Baby now, baby now, baby now, baby now. The ancient trade you ply ain't enough to get you by, babe. God is locked and closed. Oh, God has been deposed, hey babe. Who's your baby now? Your baby now, baby now. Oh, your baby now, baby baby now.
Well, that's going to do it for me on this show. We got a lot of rain yesterday. So how about some rain songs? Thank you so much for joining me. You have a great week. Yes. Now you have to.
God, RFD!
Rainy day people always seem to know when it's time to call. Rainy day people don't talk, they just listen till they've heard it all. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down like you. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. If you get lonely,
kind. Rainy day people all know how it hangs on your peace of mind. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down there too. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. Rainy day people always seem to know when you're feeling blue. High stepping strutters who land in the gutter sometime need one too. Take it or leave it, or try to believe it, if you've been down too long. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on.
rivers and from the Chippewa on down up the big lake they call Gitchagumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. But the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That big ship and true was a bum to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, it'd be the north wind they'd been feeling. The wind in the wild made a tattletale sound. Every man knew it as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. the main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn in minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay. They put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, but they might have capsized. They may have broke even over water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. In the rooms of their ice water mansion. Oh, Michigan's team's like a young man's dreams. The islands and days are the sportsmen. Farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remember. Maritime Sailors Cathedral.
church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Kitchigoomy. Superior, they say, never gives up your dead when the gales of November come early.
Here we are. The boys come.